It's really a fascinating study. So the study's being done just at Memorial, or is it like an international study?
So Steve Horowitz collaborates with a number of other centers in a T-cell consortium. And because T-cell lymphoma is relatively rare, the goal is to try to introduce a number of different trials in the upfront and the relapse and maintenance and different settings. And so this is one of those consortium trials where there are multiple centers participating.
It's really awesome. I like to chide the lung cancer investigators that they can't get studies done that the T-cell investigators somehow do, in spite of the fact there's so many fewer patients. I'm fascinated with the idea of giving 2 years of, you know, maintenance romidepsin. First of all, how did this lady do it, and how does she feel?
So early on, when the drug is more intensive, there's, you know, romidepsin, when given on the standard schedule of every 3 weeks, it can cause some diarrhea, it can cause some thrombocytopenia, but it definitely causes asthenia. You know, people feel a little bit like a wet rag. But interestingly, as you go through the study and you get to every 4 week dosing, then patients start to really tolerate it extremely well. And in the second year, you know, the first year was a little tricky to get her through, but that second year, really, she had almost no problems at all, virtually no side effects, which was really quite interesting, and she did very well. I have another patient on the same study, and again, he's following the same pattern. Early on, a lot of fatigue, a lot of difficulty tolerating it, but as he gets further into the treatment, his tolerance has become much better, and the side effects have become much less. Whether people get truly tachyphylactic to the side effects, I'm not sure. Or it's just that the longer interval between dosing is what is beneficial to these patients.
That's really interesting.